two projectiles into the sea off its east coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said the projectiles were fired Friday morning from near a city in the province into the city of Japan. Friday's launch was the sixth since last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling them a solemn warning over U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises that began last month. North Korea's banned from any ballistic missile activity under United Nations Security Council resolutions, but U.S. President Donald Trump says he has no problem with the missile tests, saying they can't reach the United States. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country Thursday, setting off a new round of controversy and the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East, AP Sagar Magani.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
They want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said Thursday he supports meaningful background checks for gun buyers, but he said that those responsible for recent mass shootings are mentally ill and the United States should build more mental institutions. He said he had been speaking with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and many other Republicans about the problem of gun violence, and they don't want to have insane people, dangerous people, really bad people having guns. This is VOA News.